Premier League on OTB.
Young Min Son, who needs Harry Kane when you've got Young Min Son?
Exclusive Premier League live commentaries every Sunday. The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
The Paralympics Report on OTB Sports.
With Toyota Ireland. Start your impossible.
Yeah, you're welcome along. So this is our Paralympic update, and it's fair to say it's been a good 24 hours for Team Ireland over in Tokyo. Very happy to say Niamh Tallon of hersport.ie is with us. So suddenly the medal count, Niamh, is getting kind of impressive. We'll talk about Jason Smith in a moment. Yesterday with a gold, but Nicole Turner with a silver in the pool this morning, I think really caught the imagination as well. She was thrilled, just 19 years of age.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nicole Turner managed to bag herself a silver medal in the 50-meter butterfly, something that she said herself and her coach Dave Malone have been working on for the past 5 years, was really to get herself up onto that podium. She's thrilled, like you could see as soon as she was in the pool and turned to look up at the result, there were smiles all over her face. And then in her interview afterwards, she was shaking with excitement. It was pretty clear who was going to get the gold. That was expected from the heat. And in the final, Zhang of China was just that little bit quicker than everybody else. Nicole did go in second seed, but she did think that she was going to be fighting for that position. And there were five athletes within a second of each other. So the fact that Nicole got that touch and bagged the silver medal was really impressive.
Yeah, it sure was. And she was thrilled afterwards. And she's put a lot into her sport, like she's put her education on hold. Didn't go into fifth year, really just deferred all of that to concentrate on her swimming.
Yeah. Yeah, so when she finished in transition year, she had spoken with her school, you know, where she's from Laois, and they had just basically said that it was going to be very difficult for her to do her leaving cert and swimming, because she swims up in Dublin. So there's a lot of travel time goes into, you know, the commitment with her sport, and it was just going to be very difficult. So she originally put her education on hold for a year and thought that Tokyo obviously would go ahead in 2020, and when it didn't, you know, she didn't go back to education. She had committed to you know, the Paralympic Games. So from then, you know, she's since said that she doesn't think that she'll go back and do the leaving cert, that she's actually looking at doing a PLC in something sports related, which she's obviously very interested in, and she felt that that's a route that will suit her. You know, she's worked very hard to get to where she is. She was under pressure by the athletes around her, and she got the result that she's been working for the past 5 years, really, you know.
Yeah, it's great. She said, you know, she was hoping for a bronze, as you said, and so silver, major bonus. Really likeable character. Here's a little sense of Nicole Turner. This is her speaking to RTÉ's Darren Frell, and well, the delight, I think, will be fairly apparent.
Nicole Turner, you're holding your head, you're smiling. Do you believe what has just happened there? Do you realise what's happened?
To be honest, it hasn't sunk in at all. Coming into Tokyo, I suppose looking back on Rio, being so close to that bronze medal, the aim after Rio was to just get on the podium in Tokyo, but I never in a million years thought it'd be silver. I thought it'd be a fight for bronze.
I'm not sure if the viewers at home can see, but you're actually shaking.
I mean, I think I was shaking before the race even started. before the race even started, to be honest. But yeah, no, even if the past 5 years, they have been pretty challenging, but I suppose the extra year did do me justice.
Yeah, it was a great interview. Darren Frell with the questions, and later on, Darren mentioned that her mother had been angry with her, and she knew straight away it was for not texting back. So now she has time to text back. Cliona Foley is over in Tokyo. Hi, Cliona.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, very well. What a charming, popular, charismatic silver medalist Nicole Turner is. I mean, she kind of swept everyone away in the pool, and then with her interview afterwards, caught the imagination further, I suspect.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, Niamh was saying it there. She made five finals in Rio. She was only 14. I remember she was so young, and I can't get over the maturity that she's shown since I heard her interviewed a couple of times. I've interviewed her a couple of times as well in the last few years, and she has really matured. I mean, she's 19, but her life experience is way more than that, and she always speaks really well. But it's brilliant to hear her talk there, particularly tonight, about her mum, Bernie. This is a woman who drives her every single day from Port Laois to Blanchardstown to train. Her mum actually is a qualified nurse. And when Nicole was born, she tells an amazing story of how they were treated by the medical community. a specialist actually said to her mother, her mum was conscious that she wasn't developing the way she should and was trying to find out, you know, what they might have been dealing with at the time and wasn't sure how she was coming on developmentally. And she tells a story that a specialist actually said to her, "You're not 6 foot, so you exactly, so your daughter isn't going to be 6 foot either." And it's just a brilliant story of her mother's resilience, really, just to keep at it. I think a specialist went on holidays, and there was a locum in, and the locum came and had a look at her and said to her mum, "Yeah, I think we need to just make a few more inquiries." And she said, "Thank God somebody's listened to me." You know, so it is really interesting. We see all these stories of success and brilliance out here, and it's worth thinking about. You know, it comes back to me very often. You look at people on podiums either, and you say, God, you wonder what their parents had to deal with when they were younger, you know, and how they were dealt with, and the attitude really to anybody who's different, you know, that still exists there sometimes. And we just, you know, that's the great thing about the Paralympics, is it just makes us open our minds and think differently and see the possibilities.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to know, Cliona, if an athlete has been humble or not. When she says that she was kind of thinking she might get a bronze, was that the general expectation?
It really was, Joe. Like, that was what Paralympics Ireland, as I understand it, that's what, and Dave Malone deserves so much credit for this, and Hayley Burke as well, who's team manager and coach is there as well. But Dave Malone particularly, he's a former Paralympian, a world record holder. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy, and seems to be a brilliant coach. And they had targeted bronze for her. They weren't sure, like the woman that she tipped for to take the silver from, the American, she has won 3 golds out here and is a really, really talented swimmer. So I think that was the worry. And I mean, even on those last final kicks, really, she needed it to take it, you know, but there was brilliant determination there. So, you know, it really is a brilliant. She was 14, as I said, and Ellen Keane won the medal, I remember, in Rio. And I think really Ellen's success as well has probably driven her on and given her self-belief, you know. So now one of them is a Paralympian champion and the other one is a silver medalist. And that's pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, it sure is. Stay with us, Cliona Foley, out in Tokyo. So Niamh Tallon, Jason Smith, doing what Jason Smith does.
Yeah, it was a brilliant result for Jason. Look, it's not the first gold medal that he's had. But look, he was put under pressure absolutely in that final. It's great to see that there's lots of competition there, and he was really pushed on to claim that gold medal.
And Niamh, I know you were watching the race. He felt it was a photo finish. He ran a time of 10.53, and the Algerian opponent, Skander Athmandi, ran 10.54. So, I mean, fine margins and all that. Mm-hmm. Smith's sense, he said afterwards, was that he was just ahead and then he awaited the photo finish. I don't know what you thought watching at home.
I think, look, it was really tight, and when it comes down to those fine margins, it can be really difficult to tell. And, you know, he's obviously, you know, claimed the gold for the past couple of Paralympic Games. So it's great to hear that he obviously felt that he had done enough to get across that line. And nobody knows that winning feeling more than he does, I imagine. It was certainly tight. I think, you know, that's why we have the cameras and photo finishes, is nobody wants to call those kind of decisions wrong. But look, absolutely delighted for him, as somebody that obviously works very hard. And has just been around so long and just keeps on delivering.
Cliona, were you in the stadium for this one?
Oh, I was. It was absolutely thrilling finish. I think there's been two brilliant finishes in the sprints so far. The one that Johnny Peacock was in today, you could have thrown a blanket over them. They all crossed the line together. I think it was a T47 maybe, but that was just, there's nobody in the stadium, and yet it was electric, because it was such a tight finish. And I think it's brilliant that it was such a tight finish, and it means more to Jason Smith, you can see, because it was a tight finish. One, he's been injured, but two, just the level of competition is so tight. That Algerian had recorded a PB of 10.8, and they knew he was coming for him, and they knew he was fast. And also there was a 20-year-old Colombian in that race as well, who again, nobody knew anything about. He's just come on the scene this year, but they knew he was fast. But from the heats, Jason knew he had a battle on, because the Algerian was fast in the heat, faster than him in the heat. He said himself he ran a very sloppy heat, and he knew he had to come out. And if you listen to his quotes afterwards, he said, "I had to come out and intimidate them," and he got an absolutely rocking start. He bulleted out of the blocks, and after that, like, he was leading, and they were going to have to come out. It's brilliant. He had a great line, Joe. He said, you know, he's very droll, Jason Smith, anyway, but he gave us a line last night, and he said it's 100 metres, it's 45 steps. You don't have much time to be thinking. But his thinking is, if I get out of the blocks here, they're the ones who are going to have to think. And if they're thinking, it's going to slow them down.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, he's had a tough year with injury, Jason Smith, and Athmandi had run faster than him this year, so Smith knew he had to come good at the right time. And the thing we should say about Jason Smith, the really extraordinary thing, this is his sixth Paralympic gold medal. He is unbeaten in championship racing across his career, so he also has 8 championship gold medals. And I would think, Lena, that becomes a burden after a while. You know, it must have been very tempting 5 years ago to say, I'm going to sail off into the sunset now unbeaten. Like Jason Smith, I'm sure, really wants to retire unbeaten. So now each time he takes to the track, he has an awful lot to lose. And I think we probably underestimate mentally just how tough he is. I interviewed him before and it took me about 20 minutes to think, actually, he's not arrogant. He's like bulletproof confident. And I remember saying it to him and he was laughing. He's kind of a blunt in terms of how damn good he is.
Yeah, he's great. And also he you're absolutely right. And he has that sprinter personality. You know, they're totally laid off the field of play and off the track. But once they get on it, they are tough, tough, tough. And that was like, he was the big dog and the big dog was there to be taken down. And like, he's right. Every time he runs now, Joe, he has something to lose, you know, because somebody's going to beat him someday and it's coming and he knows they're coming and he knows they're on his shoulder. He said that to me before he went out to Tokyo. And that's the closest they've ever come to him before. And he knew this guy. This guy, actually, the Algerian guy actually also races in able-bodied, and I noticed had raced in a 4x4 or 4x1 for Algeria before, you know. So these are guys who can put it down in integrated athletics as well. But it was just, do you know what, it was his champion spirit, exactly that thing of, they're here to get me and I'm gonna hold them off, you know. But it was just I was very, very flush with the line, so I saw him dip and I thought he had it on the line, but you never know until the photo finish comes through. But it was a brilliant display of championship running, Joe, you know what I mean, a guy who was, I am not giving up this title.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a really impressive thing to do it when you have to do it, and Smith certainly can. Last one, Kleena, the games generally, how are you getting on out there? How's it going?
It's going great, really. I mean, the Irish team are doing really, really well, and I expect a lot more medals, and I think you're going to be seeing them in the next few days, and particularly from the cyclists. The cyclists tomorrow they're out on the road, and this is where Evie George Dunleavy and Katie George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal won their two medals in Rio. But I also have an inkling that there's going to be more than them just meddling on the road as well. And there's a guy that I'd love to see medal. It's a guy called Gary O'Reilly from Portlaoise. Not just the leash thing again, Joe, but he's a really interesting guy, really quiet guy. But he's a hand cyclist, and we've had success at hand cycling before. Remember Mark Rowan? And Gary is a guy who, when he was a young apprentice panel beater, he had an accident in a garage. He went up to help them fill a car wash that had broken, and he went up on a forklift to help them fix the car wash and put water into it. And when the water went into the car wash, the forklift was displaced and he fell and broke a vertebrae and is paraplegic, is in a wheelchair now. And had a really tough time, and then discovering hand cycling, which he absolutely loves, the thrill he gets from it. You can see he was a real speed head. He was into motorbikes and cars, and he just loves this thing that he does now, and he's very good at it. And I suspect, I'm really, really hoping he'll have a battle, but I'm hoping that he'll win a medal on the road in hand cycling.
Okay, fingers crossed. Kleena, thanks so much for waiting up for us. Appreciate it. Enjoy it out there. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Kleena Foley with us out there in Tokyo. So, Niamh, that's 2 medals. This is good. I like this. Let's keep this going. A few other people to bring everyone up to date with. Roisin Nurin. I feel like Roisin Nurin is swimming every day at the moment. So, 16 years of age from Limerick. She's having a busy game. She was in action again today.
Absolutely, yeah. She's been flat out the busiest athlete out there, I think. She was in action in the 200 metres individual medley. She swam another personal best in the heat, I believe, and then, actually, sorry, it wasn't a personal best, but she got into the final. So she finished up in 6th place, which I think she'd be very pleased with. You know, she's been in several finals in this Games, which is brilliant for somebody that's 16 years old. She'll be back in the pool on Wednesday for the final event of her campaign. And I just think at 16 years old, it bodes well for her debut, several finals. You know, we're looking towards 2024, and we have seen both Ellen Keane and Nicole Turner make their Paralympic debut debuts at a young age, and you know, we have medals to show for it with those athletes. So are there medals in Roisin Irene's future? I would be surprised if there wasn't, to be honest. She's just been swimming very well.
Okay, very good. Then Barry McClements back in the pool as well. PB for him, two PBs, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. So he had two personal bests today. He finished seventh overall. He said his aim is Paris, and this is a good stepping stone. So I think overall he is happy with his performance, and we look forward to seeing more to come from him as well.
Okay, so that's the pool. Kerry Leonard in the archery. This is a first Paralympics experience here. Last 16 defeat, pretty dramatic defeat.
Yeah, look, I think for Kerry, she said it's amazing to have made the last 16 in the Paralympics, and it shows if you're given the opportunity just how much you can do if you go for it. So overall, she's happy to be there, happy to be there competing. I think she has proven her ability. She was beaten kind of in the final stages by the athlete from the Russian Paralympic Committee. She tried to put herself back in the running, but unfortunately it was kind of too late at that stage, and the Russian Olympic Paralympic athlete was able to see it out for the win. We're looking forward to Paris for her. I hope that she's able to put that experience under her belt, and that we get to see some additional funding for her. As we spoke about before, this journey has been self-funded, and it would just be great to see a sponsor come in or something like that, where she can, you know, have more time to focus on the sport and really develop as an athlete, because I think the potential is there.
Okay. Really interesting character, Philip Eaglesham, in the shooting. So he had a personal best. He finished 14th overall. He was also in Rio, and you know, people arrive at these games and have different journeys to get here. He had a, you know, an interesting one in itself, unexpected one. I don't think he thought he'd ever be here.
Yeah. So he's a former Royal Marine, and he got Q fever on a tour in Afghanistan in 2010. He became a wheelchair user, and everything from that life-changing experience brought him on an attempt to take his own life. He said that he'd had enough of the deterioration, the impact it was having on his wife and his children, others around him, and sport ended up bringing him a new focus. He competed in Rio in 2016, and he's now competing obviously in Tokyo. He competed in the OR4, which is a 10-metre air rifle standing event, and he'll be up again in the OR5 and OR9. For context, in the first two categories, the bullseye is 0.05 millimetres, while the round is a 22 rifle, is 6 millimetres, and the target is 11. So it's very, very small, and to be able to do something like this is very impressive. The OR9 is his favourite event, and he's ranked third in this event, so it was a good warm-up for him to get started in the OR4 today.
Okay, God, great. So, well, we wish him well, and it's good to see him doing well, and this is his second Paralympic Games. So that's Philip Eaglesham in the shooting. Cliona mentioned the road cycling, so we're optimistic-ish, without heaping pressure on everybody, that there might be some more success here?
Yeah, and I think the kind of general feeling from the athletes that are out there themselves, like a lot of them have been competing in the velodrome, and now they're moving out onto the road. So we've seen Rochelle Timothy in action, we have seen Ronan Grimes in action, and then we have seen Katie George and Levy and Eve McChrystal in action in the velodrome. They all seem to be saying that they're preferring and they're working hard in terms of the road. You know, we've seen Katie George and Levy and Eve McChrystal get a silver medal already. So that, I think, bodes well. If they're more confidence on the road, I would hope that we see a podium finish for these two athletes. Like, they've certainly worked very hard for it. And then Ronan Grimes got a fourth place in the velodrome, so I think he'll be coming out with that hunger to get a medal on the road as well. Gary O'Reilly will also be in action in the hand cycling. He had previously played wheelchair basketball before discovering hand cycling and discovering how good he was. So he has been representing Ireland since 2018, and this will be his first Paralympic Games. So we're wishing him the very best.
Yeah, you were just making the point before we came on air. Be nice to have a velodrome.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of conversation about it. It's something that we hear from a lot of cyclists. Having to set up camp over in Spain or another country doesn't really suit everybody. And I know we mentioned before the Eve McChrystal, like, she has a job, she has children. It's very difficult to turn around and say, like, I'm going to move country. So fingers crossed with the success that we've seen in cycling, you know, in this year and the past couple of years, that we will actually start to see a velodrome coming through shortly. But other than that, we have Orla Comerford in action in the 100 metres. I don't think she was actually expecting to qualify for this Paralympic Games. She finished eighth in the Rio Paralympics, but she has had an injury, and actually she qualified in a time of 12.65 there recently. It was the first time she had run in 3 years, which managed to get her into the qualification and ranking 10th. I think success for her would be a place in the final. So fingers crossed, all goes well for her. It's pretty tight up around that 12.65 time. Like, there's a lot of athletes that are, again, within a second of each other. So it's possible that she could end up in a final.
Okay, very good. Niamh Tallon of hersport.ie, thanks so much for that. Again, a reminder, you're listening to our Paralympic report here on Off the Ball, coming your way every evening with thanks to Toyota Ireland, hashtag Start Your Impossible. So a good 24 hours for Ireland in Tokyo. Nicole Turner, as we mentioned, and of course Jason Smith with his sixth gold medal win.
Jason Smith back in the spotlight, the final of the men's 100 metres, T13. And it's a great start from Jason Smith, trying to leave Atmani behind him. Paris is pushing up as well. And Atmani trying to fight back. Smith is holding up for the moment. Jason Smith against Atmani. That's a photo finish.
That's close.
10:53. Atmani might have nicked it. And if he hasn't, then Jason Smith will have done it again. Jason Smith, 10:53. Looks to have just nicked it. And he has. Jason Smith has the gold. His sixth Paralympic title. His 20th outdoors all time by 1/100th of a second. Atmani with a new African record. Mina the bronze, an American's record. But Jason Smith, the legend continues. The legend grows. They can't beat it.
The Paralympics report on OTV Sports.
With Toyota Ireland. Start your impossible.